There was a certain beauty in it, in such carnage. Time spent in the dungeons of Mu does give one a rather skewed perspective on such things. A demon's whip snaring a man's neck and snapping it as he is flung into the air. The power fist of the blood angel Cloten tearing a demon's body apart with a single impact. Shredded flesh spraying across the cathedral walls. Captain Leonatus' sword as it flickered fast as lightning, and a demon's head tumbling to the floor. I had heard of the majesty of the Space Marines in battle, and I had not thought such fanciful tales could be real. But they were the angels of death indeed, war incarnate. But the battle was fierce, and the guardsmen and blood angels could make no headway as warders from across the fortress of Mul streamed into the cathedral. And then, like a caged storm, like a tidal wave of hatred, Lord Hexis arrived. He charged in through one wall of the cathedral, bringing half the dome down as the stones crumbled before him. We had but glimpsed him, the dark heart of Mu that commanded its demon army. His torso, huge and muscular, blood red, was supported on three serpent's tails that lashed and ensnared. His three horns were each tipped with brass, and impaled on them were the skulls of a score of men. His face was a horror, with its three eyes, its yawning maw, the mark of the blood god burning on his forehead. Six arms carried swords and whips, and everywhere he slithered, those arms lashed out and felled a man with every stroke. A dozen of our guardsmen fell to Lord Hexis in those first moments. It was as if death itself had arrived to eclipse even the Space Marines with his terrible majesty.
Which vermin filth have forgotten their purpose? You are not here to make war on your betters. You exist to butcher one another for the glory of the Blood God. I will teach you all your place.
Here, demon. Here is the one who defies you. And I will defy you still when you are spitted on my sword.
Space Marine! Foolish, prideful creature! I am the end of your world!
Watch my back, brothers. I must fight this abomination one-on-one.
Yes, Captain.
Leonatus' power sword cut deep into the demon's flesh before it could react. The demon lord hurled Leonatus against the cathedral wall with a fierce wrist. But Leonatus knew well the weakness of the blood god's demons. They rage against everything that is put in their way. They have no emotion save anger. No path but that which leads to bloodshed. He knew what Hexis was going to do before Hexis did. Leonatus knew that Hexis would charge, head and horns down, to gore the blood angel to death. He knew there would be nothing in the demon's mind save destroying the body of its foe and taking his skull for its god. And when a Space Marine knows in every detail the battle plan of his enemy, then he can tear a victory, raw and bleeding, from the most deadly of foes.
Stay still, dead man!
You have far too many arms, demon. Allow me to neaten them up.
Do your worst, blood angel. I don't need all six to gut you alive. I will hang your entrails from the battlements. My demons will void stench on your remains. I am the Lord of Mul. It is by my will that you live at all.
And it is by my will that you die.
Like a mighty oak, the demon lord fell to the cathedral floor, its chest an open ruin of gore, where Leonatus' blade had carved it open. The look of surprise and dismay on its face seemed almost human. The demon warders paused in their slaughter as they witnessed the death of Lord Hexis.
Now, Genesides! Now, Cadmians! Press the attack! Onward! Onward!
The men of the Cadmian 409th and the Blood Angels surged forwards, forcing the demons back.